Hello, and welcome to episode 57 of the Wine Noise Podcast.
Wow! Yeah.
57, mate.
Well done. Oh, this week I'm joined by, I want to say, Munt Smut.
You can say whatever you want, mate. 57. Happy days.
Yes.
Still is. Still thriving.
Thriving and driving.
Not yet.
It's Tom Looney.
Thanks, Looney.
Driving the ladies wild.
Yes.
Shout out to...
you know who you are.
And of course, it's Dave's race.
Everybody
thinks of Dave's race.
Dave,
a long couple
of back.
Hours.
Better than ever. And behind the desk, it's
unlucky in love.
Someone who drives the ladies home whilst they talk about men they find sexy. It's Ethan James.
Yeah. Hello. Pleasure to be here, you could say.
Yeah, I can get his number.
Ready to mingle.
Yep, I am. I am single. That's the news.
Biggest stories in the world.
So is it like a recent single thing, is it?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah.
The
last couple of months.
Not as long as you.
No, I was going to say, not as long as me, probably.
He called his on.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Dave, what have you been up to?
I've had quite a long bit of stuff.
Quite a long
bit of life.
He's been practicing that line in the car all the way.
They're going to eat it up. No, I've had busy...
Dave's back, baby.
Fucking lied for Dave.
And there goes Dave.
I don't think he's going to be able to do this, you know.
Go on, Dave, quick. I've been up to quite a bit these past couple of months. Went on a cruise.
Which was nice.
That was bloody
not some, I hope.
No. Also worked at Tom's Bar. Went to a show with Max.
Let's all clap.
And then went out with the boys.
That's a really good week.
I've had a good month and a half.
That's great, I've been having fun
Which is always good.
What was your lowest point?
I was going to say,
probably the interval.
What was my lowest point of the month and a half?
Any
tears?
No, I got quite ill for like one day.
Do you know when
non-stop on the toilet sort of thing? But I think that was because I went from eating loads of good food and then it all just built up. I don't actually know. I'm not a doctor myself.
Yeah, sometimes when you eat too well,
I know.
It can cause intestinal
too
issues.
Too rich.
Yeah, you eat your poo.
So on Saturday you went to the theatre.
Very
cultured.
Thank you, thank you.
What did you watch?
We watched Midsummer Murders. Now, when I got asked to go, I was under the impression that I was watching A Midsummer Night's Dream.
You were tricked.
I was hoodwinked.
You weren't tricked. I called him up and said, "Do you want to see Midsummer Murders?" He went, "When do they turn into a donkey?"
After we got the tickets, it came clear to me that there was no man turning into a donkey. I was thoroughly disappointed.
Probably threw a few people off.
They had to stop the show so many times.
When's the donkey? I was thoroughly disappointed at the time, but when I saw it, Max, what a show it was.
Great show.
I was invested. It was a murder mystery thing.
Wow.
I was guessing in between. I was going right in and out.
It's great. It was nice watching it with someone that didn't know anything about it.
Right.
Because
I guarantee everyone there was like, oh, it's definitely them.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Dave didn't have a clue.
No, it's not a Scooby. Yeah. I had quite good guesses.
Yeah.
You said there was a really, really funny member of the audience who dressed in a suit. Trying to be part of the cast.
Yeah, somebody that...
dressed for the part you want.
Gives respect to one of their favourite shows.
You said it was a sad beg. What did you say?
Sad beg?
It was about 30 degrees.
Sad
out,
beg?
Yeah. Ugly, he's got no degrees because of that very show.
Well, first of all, it was a lovely air-conditioned theatre.
Clueless Usher.
It was so cold in there. Everyone else was shivering. I was so toasty.
You were the warmest one.
Sweating.
You kept going. They're going to ask me in a minute. They're going to ask me to go on stage.
Oh, no, he's fallen ill. Oh, I'll have to do that, I guess.
No, he's fallen.
The show must go on. But no, it was really sweet. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was like, great.
Especially
great
you guys. No, it was lovely.
Just the lads doing lads things. Yeah.
We planned another theatre show.
And then you ditched Max and went out with the lads.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was my invite?
I did invite you. I said, we're going in here. And you said, I've got work.
No, I walked in.
Couldn't ring out my suit, did you?
No, yeah, you came in. It was too busy, though, wasn't it? It was,
It was a great show. I just stayed in the theatre.
Stuck in your seat.
I had to keep just paying for extra tickets. I've lost so much money and I've seen so much shit.
Well, we missed our first day, didn't we? It was meant to be on a Thursday. Yeah, you had to change. Yeah. But you made it sound really cool. You went, I've spoke to the guy. No, I've spoke to the man running it.
I spoke to the ticket lady.
Yeah, that's it. I've sorted it out. I
speak to the man running the midst of murder.
I spoke to the narrator, don't you?
But honestly,
I've spoken to Catherine Graham, the writer of Midsummer Murders. Yes, I've done my homework.
Clip it.
What if she sees? Oh no! But honestly, it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. We had a fantastic and we're planning our next one. Theatre show.
Same theatre or
no.
It's in Stratford. Is it Stratford upon Avon?
It's Midsummer Murders again.
No.
On tour now.
Although I wouldn't be up against it.
Oh,
up against it.
No.
I don't want to go.
You're up against the stage, right? Come back, you know, you're out.
Right. I can inspect too, you know.
Actually, you know who did it? Actually,
you've got a murderer and a paedophile.
You're not far off.
I was probably the youngest there.
Really?
Yeah.
It was weird. Do you know, I didn't realise how busy it was going to be.
No, I didn't.
Like the queue was all the way up to, you know, the Tesco.
Ooh, so you stood outside in the heat.
That
queue was rapid, mate. Wow. These people know how to put bums in seats. But yeah, Stratford-upon-Avon, there's a Game of Thrones one.
Yeah, so we want to go see that.
Oh, you know he's going to be desperate to come to that, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, we need him to come.
Oh.
I asked him and he said, think about it. Think about it.
What day is it on?
He's a wannabe actor, isn't he?
It's the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Exactly.
And Game of Thrones. You'd think this is a perfect marriage. Yeah.
That's what got me into it.
Yeah.
He's all about the cube now.
He's cubed up. Bless him. He's working hard. Is he hardly working? We don't know. But no, he's not used to doing that many hours in a week, I don't think, Ryan.
Yeah.
In a month, exactly. The boy went from doing 12 hours a week to doing 40, so it's a big old jump for him.
40?
Yeah.
We're going to try and get Ethan to do that as well.
A big old jump. I feel like he's close to him.
Getting up on the curb.
Walking down the stairs.
One, two, three. No, bless him. What make was your soup?
Oh, probably Slater's.
Slater.
I didn't say it like that.
Bradley Slater.
I didn't say it like that. Hardly know it.
Were there any Slaters of your soup?
Well, apparently so.
The court's down there, fella.
Well, I'm actually here for real justice.
Don't this, wag your finger
in
at
midsummer.
Me. Do not wag your finger at me.
Was there anyone else dressed in a suit? Or
look,
like
honestly, all the ladies were dressed in ball gown.
I think I was the only one not dressed up.
Oh, really?
To be fair, yeah. I was the only one not.
It was like a proper, if you love Midsummer, you're going to go correct. If you don't know it, then you're going to look scruffy.
Yeah, yeah. And I stood out like a thumb.
Because people were looking at me weird going, why are you with him?
No, and that's what made me feel weird.
What character would he have been in Midsummer?
Probably like the junkie that gets murdered in like Act 2.
Is it a speaking part?
I would have said
Do you know, there's a lot of big names were in Midsummer.
Okay.
Henry Cavill, he played a scruffy.
Any funny names?
No.
Not in Little England.
There was a lot of inside jokes in the play as well. Like one of the inspectors said something and the whole audience laughed. They're like, giggled. You know.
Yes. Quite.
Well done, King.
And not to us, I see. Yes.
You would have fit in. Yeah, honestly, I love this Stephen. Never get to see him a lot, but you know. But he's very fun.
Midsummer Stephen. Very rarely see that. Hey, Stephen.
Refreshing.
What's refreshing, Stephen?
It looks like holy to me.
What? No way!
Is he? This is holy. Four different boxes in front of me. We have got hydration. That's the one I've got. You've got your electrolytes. It's sort of
minerals.
What I have. Yeah, milkshakes. You got the powder. You just add the milk. Oh, iced tea.
Ooh.
Let me talk you through some of the flavours. 14 sachets in here. Mango, passion fruit, black tea, peach and black tea.
Real
that
tea
one, thing. That one strikes
yeah.
me.
You'd assume, yeah.
And this one is energy.
Energy!
That's what I'm on. Apple alligator.
Oh, I love apple flavoured yeah. stuff.
Great alligator flavour.
Smith, you know, have you got citrus cobra?
I'm going to assume it's a citrus cobra. Cobra?
Cobra, more like granddad. Wake up. This is just, you know, better than cordial, I find. Sugar-free, vegan.
Amazing.
So you
really?
can
And if
glug
after the
this.
Gym, I'm nipping to the newsagent every day and dropping 2 to 3, maybe even £4 on a sports hydration drink.
That crazy, is man. It's crazy, yeah. G.
That's mental.
You get the Bocchi in the deluxe box, don't you?
Magic.
Of course you do, yeah. It's got the name of the brand on the bottle.
Thank you, Max.
Cheers, Jeff. The starter set deluxe. Holy energy. 14 pack, which we've got here.
Yep.
The iced tea pack, the hydration, milkshakes, and the shaker. With our code Wine Noise, you get 10% off, which means instead of £59.99, it's £54. For how many drinks is that?
57 drinks.
57 drinks and a shaker.
Whoa.
For £54.99.
We've also got another sponsor code.
Wine Noise 5 for £5 off your first order. QR code, link in the description. Thanks, Holy. Thomas, what have you been up to?
Man's been grafting at the cat's pocket.
Yeah, man.
Also known as Frank's. Obviously, I had my. Well, we spoke about the opening weekend.
We did.
Yeah, no, obviously, thanks again for that.
Mate, it was a pleasure. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
No, well, you were here last week.
Yeah, no, I'm just. Yeah.
It didn't feel like work on the first day, did it?
Because you look
kidding.
Because you look pretty miserable. You didn't look happy. So obviously, it's tricky at the moment. You know, I'm wanting people to support what's going on. We don't have a toilet yet, but the toilet is coming.
Just a bucket at the moment, isn't it?
No bucket.
It's a little bucket in the corner.
We don't talk about the bucket.
Just a hole in the ground.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it was great because we had the weather. So the outside can do a lot of the heavy lifting at the moment.
Yeah.
Ethan came down on Friday.
Belted. I love the cat's pocket for one. Mm-hmm. Fantastic pint, the Furstenberg.
Yes. Took a picture of his and his mates, and one of them couldn't believe the cityscape in the background, could he?
Beautiful background.
He had a few wines.
What about Ethan's breath? Ethan was saying he didn't leave till 2 a.m.
Yes.
So I think you did leave Frank's, didn't you?
Yeah, to go to the Lions Den.
I watched up a little bit early. So then he carried on the party in the Lions Den.
Enough for Ethan's.
You closed early because of me, Tom.
No. I just didn't want to go on till 2 because it was just you and another group. And I thought, on the Saturday, we did stay open late.
Oh.
We stayed open till 2. We had a few groups in.
AM up
here. We were there for that, weren't we?
Good question.
2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tricky start to the day because some construction at the yoga centre over the way started about 1 p.m. and was going on till about 4.
A.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
You don't want that noise.
Yeah, that is, it's not allowed.
Ludicrous,
But, you know, I'm stuck down there trying to sort it out. So anyway,
it's also not good for yoga either, is it?
No, not at all.
Align your chakras and whatnot.
Or chess.
So that emptied the bar for a couple of hours. But then they came back, slowly but surely, had the boys in.
Yeah, especially our boys.
We are.
Yeah.
Men, really.
Yeah, turn around. Well, they came in after the football.
That's fine.
So they've had a few scoops. And then by the end of the night, you know, trousers were off.
To be clear, I only had one shot of limoncello. I was just.
Yeah. Oh, you went on the Saturday?
You were.
I'd gone to watch Arsenal.
Everyone was there.
Yeah. Had to see Arsenal.
If you're anyone, you'd have been there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyone who's anyone.
Yeah.
Was there. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We had Liam, the squid. Mm-hmm. He was there.
That was great, yeah.
You had Khaled.
He's a gentleman.
Little finger.
Yeah.
Just working everyone, trying to turn people against each other.
His little finger. Oh!
Yeah, that was Khaled's role for the night.
Yeah, he found an alternative persona.
Just the persona he was going with was just basically trying to stir trouble.
Really?
Yeah, he had
a few drinks.
It wasn't too bad. It was just that Liam wanted to impress Tom. And he said, I've never really spoken to Tom, and he's my favourite on the podcast. At which point I said, are you stupid?
Yeah, fucking stupid,
that's
Liam.
Awful.
I know.
And then Khaled pointed out, you know, the only one... Oh, so the only one you haven't spoken to is Tom, and yet you've just alienated everyone else who does speak to you. And it dawned on the idiot, you know, what a mistake he'd made. And then he was trying to play that he didn't like Tom.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Tom came in earshot, he was up his arse again, and he was just... So thankfully, I caught footage of him calling Tom a twat and showed it to Tom so I could just...
Yeah, that's good.
Set the scene.
It was really hard
more
to keep track of.
Slippery squid.
Mm-hmm. What is...
Just everything that was going on, like there was a lot of backstabbing, a lot of you know,
but that's what made it fun.
And,
you know,
that's Frank's.
That's Frank's.
That's Frank's.
Never turn your back on a squid. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So we were like the whales because the giant squids fight whales.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just glad I wasn't there because you know, I would have.
Yeah. Maybe make it a rule.
Going forward.
What, lamping Liam?
Oh no, I meant more just. You know, being
less of a
There was a half marathon on the Sunday.
What's the point?
I know.
Maybe you were half open.
Yeah. It was a weird one because the Muse has never been busier because everyone was using it as a cut through to cut.
What, cheating?
Yeah, I was
well,
about
the
saying.
Marathon finished at the top of Dean's Gate near the Hilton. Yeah. But then, you know, that little bit where the runners just like have an area to just walk and cool down.
Oh, I know.
And then they collect their bags at the other end.
That's the whole race for me.
So, yeah, it was really, really busy on the Muse. Everyone popping in. You've got a toilet in it? Nope.
got a bucket.
Did lots of soft drinks. And then it was quite really, really busy for a couple of hours and then just died a death and I closed early. So, yeah, busy weekend. But yeah, it's a good start. Good start
nice.
To life, Franks.
It's coming on well, Franks. Yeah. It is. I
Franky like, Spanky.
Thank you.
I like. I prefer the what's it? Pussycat.
Pussycat.
What's the name? Cat's pocket. Yeah. I suggested foreign feline because he had a foreign cat.
Yeah, still does.
Yeah.
Unless you've exactly. made it British now. Mm.
No, she still holds a Georgian passport and I'm a Georgian. Yeah.
Holds it as well. Yeah. Oh, ideal for walking around with.
Could keep it in the cat's pocket.
There he is.
That's what I bring to the table, Liam.
That's it.
Yeah, Liam.
Yeah.
Fucking fuming.
Chuffing knob. But he lost the odds. He kept doing the odds. He lost the odds to sing karaoke.
And it was terrible.
Awful.
Just lads being leery,
murmuring.
Pants off, throwing fruit around.
Pants I couldn't
off.
Even hear him from the top of the
Only
stairs.
Only if he lost.
Yeah. Which I lost.
I was just wiping
right
tables.
Next to me on
and I couldn't. I didn't realise he'd got up to sing. I thought he was just doing a little dance.
No. That's how pathetic it was. There was no. Yeah. So what
yeah,
was
these,
his. What
these
was...
TikTokers, yeah, they can do it. When the phone's out in the safety of their own home.
But when you're at Frank's.
You're
able to perform there.
Safety of your
own home.
Take
the show on the road, you know.
I wasn't embarrassed by the shorts coming down until a customer walked in. And then I described to him why my shorts were down. And he went, I didn't even notice.
So I grasped myself up. In the industry.
Yeah, old guests, sorry. Yeah.
You're good.
And he said, sorry, sir, have you faked on the inside of your legs? And then we realised Dave really did need the toilet.
Oh. You know, accidents happen.
Yeah.
No.
Need to get a second.
Liam was in white boxers.
What?
Yeah, you don't see that
you
often.
You don't see that often.
Brave choice.
Brave
especially on a night
stupid
out.
Stupid answer.
Because when I have a Guinness... Mm. You know, it's...
I love this story. Go on.
I regret starting it.
For the Guinness.
You know what Guinness is like. Am I right?
You're so right. You're so right, Dave.
And there's been another twist in the Wizz Air saga. I've had a fucking email, haven't I?
Who's Wizz Air?
So Wizz Air?
Yeah, just...
When he went to...
With my back and forth.
He ran over the bear.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't let me on the flight, so I had to fly to another country and stay for the night and then drive 9 hours across two borders
Jesus.
To start my holiday.
Bloody hell.
So they've awarded me £350.
Congratulations!
Well done!
Hey! You will, Pasco. You will collect £350.
It cost me a grand to fix what they did. Yeah. I had to hire a new car.
Hiya.
Do that for free, mate.
Cheers, Liam.
Awful, yeah. And the airline lied. In their representation. Very, very strange. So anyway, I've sent another email. So, you know, this is going to rumble on for God knows how long.
But you just got to stick with it.
That's the right
thing
to do, isn't it?
Well done. Well, look
to the grave.
That's it.
Yeah.
I take inspiration from Shawshank Redemption, the bloke that wanted the library. He just kept sending letters.
Well, he wanted to escape, didn't he?
Well, that was the main goal. But he got his library as well.
Yeah, the guy wants a library.
I'm sure a dyslexic guy who listens to audiobooks needs a library.
Exactly. No, you're right.
Smitty, what have you been doing?
Thank you for asking, Stephen. It's very kind of you.
You can say nothing. You can say that.
Have I told you I've been to see Midsummer Murders at the theatre?
You can't go with that one again.
I was in London.
Sorry, how much were the tickets for that?
So they're about 30 quid.
So for £20 more, you could have graduated.
Yeah.
Finally ended the Midsummer saga.
I don't know what a comedy degree is really going to get me.
But you've already got the debt, you may as well get the certificate.
Yeah, and you've already got the suit.
And just. Just print out a certificate, really, can't I?
Yeah. When could I?
£51 for a printer. Will sponsor your gown.
Yeah.
Just wear it on the front. Just hold it up. Yeah.
Like a hospital one. Is that what you mean?
Oh, so like just
like because you got the comedy degree.
Yeah, because I got a comedy degree. Exactly. Get my ass out in front of everyone.
Comedy. Do a little comedy trip.
That's fun. I just don't care anymore.
What about graduating?
Do you know what I mean? What?
But it's your day. It's your day to get your flowers.
So it's going to be me and a load of 21-year-olds, and I'm going to be going, all right, mate?
Oh, hey.
You fucked up.
You don't have to say that.
I'm 33. I'm going to look like a fucking weirdo.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Max. If you watch this back, you're going to see you already look like a weirdo.
Don't want to alarm you.
You look like an Amish person who's just strolled in. It's for some reason a Dr. Water to doing a podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Water. Love that.
On my audition for the comedy course, there was a bloke who's about 40, a big fella.
Where's the link?
That is mental. Why have we ain't never heard about this? You're making this up.
No. He's a big gentleman, and he did his audition, and when we were all leaving, and he tripped and he fell down the stairs, and we never saw him again.
I think you did.
Fuck off. Don't make me 50 years old. 53-year-old man.
Next time I seen him, he was heavily bearded with a top hat.
With the padlock boy to distract him.
No!
Maybe he thought, I need something to secure this audition. Stacked it down the stairs.
We fell hard. It wasn't nice.
Just a dent in the wall. God. He's gone through the plaster. Just cover that up.
He took his revenge on a stairmaster 13 years later.
Don't mention it again, man.
Oh, God!
Move on, mate.
Come on, mate. Stationary, innit? Thanks, Stephen. Great week for me.
Why?
What was your lowest point?
Probably the bump of the stairmaster.
I don't do that anymore. I did a treadmill, actually, on an 18 incline.
Did you run? Or just
I just walk. Okay. Run. Went to London with yourself.
What? That was you.
Did you not notice that great chat we had?
No, yeah, it was good. Ryan was there as well.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Was he talkative?
No. Not the way there.
That surprises me.
Not the way there. He was more sort of keeping himself to himself.
Pensive.
Didn't use much of the first class.
No, not at all.
No, he did tell me that, actually. He was saying he was so nervous that he couldn't take advantage of it.
I would say the first class there was not
shocking,
amazing.
Wasn't it? And I felt bad because I was saying to you, this is shoddy. They've come once, and now I have to, an hour later, I'm having to ask for a glass of water on a hot day. Yeah. And I felt like this is such a not deavish, but, you know, first class problems. Yeah. asking for it. But the guy was playing a video loudly at the back of the carriage and sat like this. He's like someone I know who works in Frank's. Ironically, his name was David. And so I went and said, oh, can I get a glass of water, please? And he didn't look up. He just paused his video. And so I walked back to the seat thinking, oh, that's embarrassing. And he comes over and gives us the drinks. He's nice. But yeah, we went to London. Did a Schlesinger.
Yeah, very fun.
Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
It was Schlesinger.
The tennis slot.
Yes, because they sponsor the balls at Wimbledon. Nice. Or they make the balls for Wimbledon. But the guys who were organising it, they were really young. And they said, oh, we just sort of got people down that we wanted to meet. And it was us, Asim Chowdhury, Da Vinci Buddy G.
Oh, no.
Nice. G with a C, and Mark Clattenburg. And when they said that, I said, Clattenburg? He's a referee, a former referee.
Ah, watch it.
It was just a lot of improv, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very sort of loose and, you know.
It's so loose.
Here's the premise to get onto the court, and then after that, do what you want. And we did that for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it flew by.
Honestly, such good fun.
And Ryan had an inspired moment, which ended up cutting his knee. No one told him to do it. He just did it. Really good, though.
Yeah.
What did he do, can you say?
He brought a wet floor sign onto the court and then during the doubles just went flying over it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, go on.
That was me.
Oh,
Ryan's stealing my fucking thunder.
So you fell over it all, right?
No, Ryan.
It looked a lot like Ryan falling over.
I brought the wet floor sign out.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but Ryan fell
over.
Sorry.
Apologies.
No, wet.
No, I was doing the heavy lifting.
You were, to be fair.
But yeah, it was fun, different.
Yeah.
And then I was back in London yesterday doing a video with KSI at the GDBT.
Oh.
No longer of the Sidemen. You know, cutting his ear, didn't
How rude. How real is that?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, is that actually a thing? Yeah, yeah. I thought he lost a bet.
No.
Oh, shit, fair enough.
Yeah, they're split up.
Yeah, I suppose.
How much money did you put on?
Can I have a minute, actually? Is that...
Yeah, you can have a minute.
There's the door, mate.
Cheers. Cheers.
Sorry, mate. He's ruthless.
He's a bit much, isn't he?
If you're not here to talk, don't be here.
He's like banana in a smoothie.
Yeah.
What does that mean? No, only drink only.
That is a great analysis.
Oh, good, yeah. So the video we were doing was Find the Virgin. And I was thinking, why's he got me for this? And then there was 25 people and we had to try and separate the virgins from the non-virgins.
Oh, yeah.
Real tricky. I mean, after meeting all 25, I realised I was probably the biggest virgin in the room. they all overpowered me. They all had better chat.
Did that not give you an advantage?
No, they were all a lot more confident. There was one who had been on Virgin Island, I found out afterwards.
Can I ask what that is?
The TV show.
What did he look like?
It was a she.
She, yeah. So it's not the weirdo then, that's fair enough.
Is that the one where they got to sleep with, there's five men and one woman?
I
and
don't
got
know.
A,
no, right. I don't think so. No. I'm not too
they
sure.
Exist.
It sounds quite predatorial, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound a bit weird.
I'm pretty sure Ryan was going to sign up to that Virgin thing.
What?
Now you mention it. Like,
not
Ryan,
Virgin,
not the Virgin
going?
Island. No, like a Sidemen did like another Virgin thing. And it might not have been a side, it might have been the beta squad or something like that. And he was going to sign up.
He
but
did say he applied to something months ago.
Yeah, no, he did.
When I told
he did.
Him the video. Yeah.
No, he did. Because I remember
I'm
him talking
fool
about
everyone.
That. Yeah. But that's what he was saying. He was like, I'm technically not a virgin. He's probably grown back. But, you know.
Technically
it's...
not a virgin. He was doing it every week, wasn't he?
Yeah. All right.
I kept notes.
Glass against the wall.
Having fun in there, Ryan.
Again.
The inside of the room with the glass against the wall. Listen to the TV.
Can I watch this one, right?
There's one in the living room. Oh. No, he has come, but to which one? We'll never know.
Murders.
But yeah, that was a fun shoot. Just so many random
moments.
They're doing different personas as well. Some people were acting. Yeah, I got fooled badly.
Was it only one virgin?
No, there was quite a few.
Quite a few, right.
I was terrible at it.
Did you get any right?
I got some right.
Nice.
But I've watched those sorts of videos and I go, oh, it's easy.
Yeah, how can you not sound?
I was quite useless terrible. In reality.
So is that what KSI's leaving the Sidemen for?
For the Virgin Hunter.
To do more.
Yeah.
Wow. The Virgin Catcher.
Throwing around in a big van
with his net. I gave him a tip off, go to the Midsummer Murders.
No, we're all shaggers there. All shaggers.
Look for the bloke in the suit.
It'll be obvious.
Not a virgin, actually.
Trunchbull. Take it out. Miss Trunchbull.
I was not expecting that.
Me in the shower.
You should say Miss Trunchbull.
Not though. So different.
That's good.
More like Miss Honey.
Good comparison.
The fit one.
I've got a great question here. To do with the Champo Ligo final, because Dave was watching that with, well, we were watching it with James,
yeah,
who wasn't really looking at the screen that much.
No.
When it came down to the final penalty, the Arsenal player skied over the bar, really embarrassed himself and the club. They were already embarrassment anyway, not really playing football. So my question is, what's the most pressure you've ever been under? So imagine for that guy, it was a lot of pressure in that moment, which, you know, he flopped. But has there been a moment where, you know, you felt a lot of intense pressure? Driving test is often a big one.
Yeah,
real shaky with that.
Failed that many times.
I pulled off from a standstill position in fourth gear.
Oh, yeah. How on earth did you do that?
I don't know. There's a new car, so it went.
Really? Did you turn to the bloke and go, see that? That's what
I had no idea. The whole thing was a blur. I got a lot of minors.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on from your dating history.
Never put the passenger seat.
Pop down, virgin.
Not virgin, mate. Actually not one, to the surprise of many.
I wonder if Miss Trunchbull's a virgin.
No, she's got a gay man.
She's got a gay man?
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah, she's got a gay man.
She shagged a beard.
Yeah.
I've taken a pressure penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the most
most pressure in your life is taking a penalty.
No, I'm just talking about a direct example. I've never missed a penalty in a penalty shootout. But
you're just bragging now.
But I missed. Yeah, but the one I missed in game, I felt the most pressure for, and I fucking dragged it wide. It was awful.
Drag act.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because everyone's like on you. They're all
you're
next
welcome.
To you.
were they saying stuff like, "Oh, but you're gonna miss." Mate, how much passage do you have before this game? You stink a few silly. Cheers, man.
That's all right, mate. You can have that.
I felt a lot of pressure doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Probably...
Makes sense.
Oh, comedy competition. Maybe even King Gong. No offence, Max.
You did. You were in the final as Chortles, weren't you?
No, not Chortle. Chortle. That was always a disaster act.
Oh, right.
Their words. But so you think you finally got to the final of?
Oh, nice!
That was a huge audience, and that was like a great audience compared to, you know, the open mics when you got three people. So that was more fun. But yeah, King Gong. I remember before I did that, it was my fourth gig, but the crowd were just ravenous for people to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a bit scared because I was in the second half. So you have the old interval to, you know, stew on it.
And,
oh, God, this is brutal.
Very, very cruel, that one.
Yeah, people were getting kicked off as they were walking on stage.
Somebody told me a story that somebody signed up for it, but they had a bad leg. So they sat him...
Somebody.
Sat him at the back of the auditorium, and he hobbled all the way down, and when he got to the stage, they just gonged him off.
Like, did you get 20p?
I came second.
Hey!
Don't buy into this.
No, I did. I made the second most amount of money, which is technically coming second. So, you know, that's a great win for Max.
In a way.
Ooh.
That's not bad. 20p per...
Was it just 20p that was thrown?
Just 20p.
Just 20p per laugh. 20p a minute is good.
Yeah, 100%.
Money.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What's that, an hour? Pound 20.
You got pound in 5 minutes, times up by 20. Yeah, pound 12 pound, I think.
£12? Yeah, that's just regular, isn't it?
Well, it's less than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
but this was a long time ago. Right. Minimum wage back then was probably about £8.
So, definitely congratulations, the real winner.
Definitely wasn't.
I think it was.
Well, I'd say mine is keeping a secret.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as someone tells me something, like, quite important, they say, don't say this to this person.
Yeah.
That's when, the pressure is... Because I have a thing, like, with silence. Not very good with silence.
Who's telling you secrets, Dave?
Right, that's the thing, no one anymore. The pressure just gets too much. And then, because in my head, I'm going, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Don't mention it. You're looking forward to France? I mentioned it. And then...
Who's going to France?
You, mate.
Shit.
It's been a whole thing.
Or, for example, they're engaged now, so I can say it. But James and Claire, when he was saying he's going to propose to her.
Yeah.
And I saw her and I was like, right, don't mention the engagement. Don't mention the engagement. Oh. Don't mention the engagement. In fact, I just didn't talk to her. It was safer.
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Dave's been so rude.
Poking her in the head. Don't mention it. Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Yeah. I just. It's not. It's like verbal diarrhea. You know. Just, not Tourette's, just.
You get married to freak boy.
Slime dick.
Slime dick.
Imagine it oozes slime.
Oh. Yeah, it seems on brand, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. Very slimy man.
Slime.
Oozy slime penis.
He got very offended with me the other day. I thought I was helping him out. It's probably the way I did it.
Go on.
It probably isn't helping. He's back either. But I said, you got any mints, mate? Because he'd had some like pork scratchings,
yeah.
And his breath weren't particularly the best.
Rancid.
It was just awful. like you know, it's like, have a mint, mate. But I said it a bit loudly in front of Liam, and James was quite embarrassed. He was like, "That was a bit rude what you said there." And I was like, "But to be fair, if I had a smelly breath, I'd want to know. Probably I wouldn't want to shout it. Everyone shouting it, but you know, it was." Yeah, it was one of those things.
You're just being a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I respect that.
He was quite offended.
And you got a message you want to give James in his smelly breath?
He just brought a bag of cheese and onion crisps as well.
Added on top of it.
Fuel pork
scratches
fire.
And cheese and onion crisps.
I could have said, well, bloody hell, mate, you clean your teeth with shit, but I didn't. I said...
Don't tell secrets.
Was this on Saturday?
It's on Saturday.
Oh.
I was like, get a mint, mate. So it was probably did embarrass him a little
shops,
bit.
He went off to the shops, didn't he, to get Chewy's for the Champions League final.
But yeah.
No, did he know? Ryan was calling it a bag of mints.
It was literally. Waste walk and time, really. Yeah. Money and time.
We came back with beef mints initially. Fucking idiot, James.
It's a great bit, that.
Yeah.
It's...
Stand up, Stephen.
Yes.
When you are.
20 pence, please.
Have you
no,
gone on...
No, sorry, let's just bask in that a bit longer.
Okay, right, cool.
That was fun, wasn't it? Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Have you gone on try... I take it you've gone on trying new stuff that you didn't know as well as your routine that you knew very well. How does that compare, nerves-wise, when you're not quite sure...
Probably less nerves, because it's like, I'm not as attached to this.
Exactly.
If it doesn't go as well, I'm not like, oh, this is my best stuff, and I didn't get a laugh. I think the best stuff, when that doesn't work, you're like, people normally laugh at this, I'm shit.
How many times would you try a joke out until you realise, no, this isn't funny? Because you can't judge a joke on a particular one audience, can you, really?
You can.
Because you can have a bad day.
Probably twice.
Twice. Three times at most.
After that, it's just like, you got to learn.
Yeah. Because sometimes you can have a really good audience and they will laugh at anything, but that damages your joke then,
doesn't it? Sometimes you can have really bad audience.
Exactly.
Oh, I hate when it's a mix.
Ooh, go on. Why is that challenging?
Because some people will be laughing and some won't. And you go, I don't know who to believe it.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you do in that situation?
Me?
20p, please! 20p!
I don't beg it. I got it.
Just get as much money as you can. Get out of there.
As his character.
Give me your fucking wallets!
Any of that. That's what he asked for. Yeah.
I was very nervous when we... just any of the performances in uni towards the end where I just didn't... Especially like the Comedy Project one.
The Vanilla Cocolate?
No. The one that with the kids and the teacher.
I said that.
I think where I get quite nervous is where if I feel in any way underprepared, because then I start to get in my head like...
You saw any improv on the podcast.
You're going to forget your lines. Well, no, but this was different because I had lines, but then I get in my head saying, you don't forget your lines.
Yeah.
And then I did at one point and then looked James covered for me and then I managed to find a way out of it, but...
He's forgot his lines. We just look over this way. Don't look. Don't laugh at him.
Awful.
Shine.
Keeps you awake still.
Yeah. I think with that one, what helped was they were already going. We came in a little bit later. So I think you hear a crowd laughing and you go, okay, the gold's working. They're getting the really clever jokes.
Just doing my bit.
Yeah. Were you first in that one?
Well, I said to Humphrey, I'd rather die than be seen drinking a vanilla coca latte.
No, a cup of soup. Learn your lines, Max.
No, because I changed it.
You didn't. I remember specifically.
I spilt my cup of soup all over my my chinos.
Yeah. Anyway, got some news.
Love the news.
That's great news.
Like the KSI news assignment done. Done that. Pick your side of the war. I'm just sort of going to play both and try and make as much money from both.
Good idea. Are they falling out then?
I don't know. I think there's probably, you know,
an underlying.
Just like when you left Not the Francos.
Best decision I ever made.
there probably has been a fallout.
You took your 0.5% and said, yeah, I'll be gone.
0.5%. Do you remember when he was going on about that, the cheeky little shit? This thing winds me up.
It was 50-50 for about a week and then it went down to...
And he was like, well, I do all the work, which he did, to be fair. I'll give him that.
No, not to be fair, though.
Like, 55%,
it's not
I'd allow
fair,
it.
It's in business.
No, it's not.
You can have 55 out of 45. But I was the one bringing in the viewers.
Exactly.
You know, they saw this.
They clicked.
They clicked. They saw him. Clicked away.
Clicked off, yeah.
He means well.
Right here first, guys.
The woman who put the cat into the wheelie bin still doesn't feel forgiven 16 years later.
Should she be forgiven? Her explanation was terrible. Like, she just thought it was funny. And...
if she was a kid, I'd understand. Not that, like, if she was a kid and then did a stupid thing.
What did you do as a child?
How do you think I got these new
shoes? Run over Ryan's cat.
Oh, imagine. Wow.
That'd be crazy.
God, that would be a film.
Gear.
That's a Black Mirror there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mirror should be clear.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been...
Cheers, man.
That's really good stuff.
Do you want to bask in it for a minute?
Go on, my bask.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it now. You sort of ruined the basking.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah. Oh, Baskin and Robbins.
I always had it.
The ice cream manufacturer from America.
The Basque, starring Jim Carrey.
anyway, there's got to be more.
What I thought was wild about that was it 16 years ago?
Making a wall.
What, that?
Yeah,
time flies.
That story.
I remember
it just yesterday. Russell Howard was doing some jokes about it, probably.
Cat's probably dead now, then.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Most likely. Great new character.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, 16 years ago. I guess with that, what's she done to sort of reprieve herself?
Exactly.
She worked at
taking cats out of bins.
Yes.
How do
Are you
in
my bin? I'm just looking for a cat, mate.
Just in case.
Just trying to put some good into the world.
Has she adopted a cat and sort of, you know, given that a life that...
Would she be allowed to adopt a cat?
Probably not. Yeah.
Should we get her on the podcast?
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, in the form of someone who looks a bit like Max, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, lucky them. Ooh, you're going to have batting away so many people.
What was her excuse? She found it funny.
I think she just,
for a joke.
The thing is, she
didn't think the cat would get trapped in there for long.
I don't like cats.
How was the cat going to get out?
That's horrific. Yeah.
Soaking the lid. So she got caught because the CCTV camera was there.
Can't wait to get the cat on the podcast.
she could have been doing it for ages.
That's so true.
She was just like the fact she was caught the first time she ever did it.
Yeah.
To me, doesn't.
Oh,
doesn't
bear thinking about, does it?
Cat, not bear.
That's a very good point.
No, you didn't feel bad killing that bear.
No.
Whiz bear.
You're probably in a bin now, isn't it?
The bear.
Celebrity gossip. Hit us with the jingle, please, Grandad.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It's for Tom.
For me.
Dua Lipa and Callum Turner get married.
Yes. These are made for each other, these two. I've seen the way they met, the little story. That was cute, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
A moment of unrivaled smoothness.
He said, you're going to finish that?
I reckon he'll be James Bond, actually, thinking about him.
I saw him in a film and I wasn't wowed by him. What was it, Eternity or something like that? With Miles Teller.
No, I know what you're on about. Yeah, I think it is Eternity.
I'd like Will Poulter to be the next Bond, and he has lasers coming out of his eyebrows. That'd be cool.
Lasers coming out of his eyebrows?
Yeah.
He's had a glow up, isn't he? Oh, Will Poulter.
Sorry.
It's just not very Bond, is it, to have lasers coming out of your eyebrows?
I think it's very Bond, actually.
Don't miss me, Bond!
No, you'd use his Q-watch.
He came to bomb me, one. I'm struggling with that one.
Oh, I sort of agree with you.
That's how I feel all the time. I'm lost now.
Ethan did an audition for Bond. Well, he's going to, aren't you? Was it Golden Body, the new villain? What's the catchphrase? Do you take pictures of me? You didn't have consent.
How many more hours? Who said MI6 after this guy?
Look away.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah, have you seen Matt Berry's Bond audition in Toast of London?
I've seen Toast of London, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, it's a great clip. You should watch it in your own time.
Anyway, it's now time for You Love You Lose. Dave, would you please join, I want to say Tim and
You can
Alan.
Call me whoever you want, mate.
Hey guys, welcome to You Laugh, You Lose.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for welcoming us.
Last week I laughed and lost. Guilty as charged. So I've been going pretty hot and heavy on the content, and I've made what I believe to be the perfect clip.
Ooh. I'll be the judge of that.
It's well, you all will, yeah?
That's true.
So it's just you, Dave.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. It's probably more for the socials, you know, just get millions of views, help the page out. If you laugh, that's just a byproduct of the great content. Mm-hmm.
A little Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very true. But yeah, heart and soul went into this. Mm. And it's more just about appreciating art at the end of the day. Tom, hand down. Dave, hand down. Little rescue dog. I don't think we've ever solved what's wrong with the pooch, but
had to be put down.
yeah,
right.
It's just to put that down. Great content.
Yeah, that was real. Yeah. Honestly, I love that.
Thank you very much.
Well worth it, isn't it? When you get no laughs and you do the stuff like that.
Hey, Ethan. It's all for the showreel.
Yeah.
Stellar showreel we've got now.
Yeah, I'd be drinking the Stella, yeah.
Aggressive bummy or bummer. Oh,
well done, Stephen.
You had the dog eyes.
Solid clip.
Thank you. Solid clip.
I think you were really good in that.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you for watching.
No, thank you, honestly.
Thank you for showing me.
Yeah, it's really good one for the socials.
Really good, because I saw Vicstar do it. So I thought, I'll copy that, but with my cheeky little dog.
Who was Vicstar's dog?
His dog, Ralph.
Actual dog.
Oh, an actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, actual dog?
Oh!
I don't know what happened. I think I lost my mind and just said something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's mental, bro.
Yeah, sorry for...
That's weird.
I know my pooch may look unconventional from the front, but it is a dog with feelings, yeah?
I guess, yeah.
At least it's not a dog with different
part of the world, isn't she? You know, they do look a bit different.
What did you say, Max?
I said, at least it's not a dog with felines, because dogs and cats don't go well together, do they?
What does that mean?
That's really... Sorry, yeah. In whatever context you're putting that, that's shit.
In what way? Are you kidding? Famously, cats and dogs don't get on with each other. Yeah, but they made a film about it.
Yeah, I know, but... What were you saying, though?
Tom comes from a home where there's a cat and a dog.
Yeah, true.
You don't have
and
a
they're
dog.
Very, very comforted by each other.
What else?
Dingus.
Angel and Bounty live together for ages, and when Bounty comes round, they just sit together.
Oh, so they're separate still, though? Bounty's had to leave the house.
No, he didn't have to.
Interesting.
I left, took the cat with me.
Yeah, Bounty didn't
leave
the house.
Yeah, maybe the house was cool. It's too much,
Yeah, maybe,
dingus.
But it wasn't.
Well, I don't know that. You've not
well,
proved
I'm
to me
you,
that.
Well, I'm telling you,
I don't trust you that much. In terms of your cat and dog.
Also, we might have to VAR Dave. Only Mike, because I've got a great idea next week anyway. It's going to be big on the socials.
Got a great
nice
idea this week, mate.
It's not going to include my I'll say it, ugly dog.
All animals are beautiful.
You all say it. He needs a muzzle, doesn't he? He needs a muzzle just to cover its eyes.
And he's pointing down.
Put that in the bin. The old lady could do that. And we'd all go, thank God. Thank God. Freakish little dogs going, No.
Finally forgiven.
I didn't know you had a pug.
Pugly.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Stephen, do you want to go first?
Thank you, Grandad. Legs.
Chest.
My 8,000-pound beard.
Above my eyebrow.
Ooh.
Okay, and the question today is, what's your best physical feature?
Whereabouts? Can you mark it for us with just a little small little eggs?
Can I not use a black one?
Go on, just a little black one is fine.
I've got a blue one if you want.
Yeah, I'll have a lovely blue one, please.
Okay. So why is blue lovely but black's not okay?
Whoa.
Because I'm about to colour in my forehead. And I don't want to have...
Why didn't you just put forehead on your board?
What was it said? Above my eyebrow.
Above my eyebrow, below my hairline. That limbo that I just can't name.
Like on a battleship board.
People say I've got lovely eyes, and I say, well, look a bit above.
The eyebrows.
And you'll see the real... and a bit higher up.
Oh, because of the lasers.
Yeah. It'll be wary of those lasers.
Let me see the bit.
Reel on theme.
It'll be like that, wouldn't it?
Oh, all the way across.
Oh, yeah. Like a barcode. Right,
okay. Ooh, how much am I? How much am I?
Fucking free, innit?
Yeah, it was left at the till.
Weirdly enough, though, mate, that is also my favourite feature of yours as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
You do rub that area quite a lot.
You do.
Yeah.
Is it like...
You've smoothed
Harry,
out over
Harry
the years.
He's like
saves
the
on the
man.
Botox. Something I've got to worry about in the future.
Dave, what do you go for?
I went for chest.
Your chest?
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I've...
Well, I suppose obviously he lives with Ryan, so we see Ryan's chest.
It's, I've got my dad's chest.
I think you got your mum's.
I did that.
Yeah, that is... Well, I guess you would have once.
But, proud of these bad boys.
Yeah, did you work out a lot?
No, that's the thing. I do climbing, actually.
You come across his nerves.
Really? Do you want to touch my chest?
Stumbled
is
a bit,
that,
right?
Is that what you want?
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to...
Chest is short for chesticles.
I didn't know that.
It's my favourite bit. I'll just draw your attention. Tom, your 8,000-pound beard.
Yes, yes.
Your best feature.
Oh, I wasn't sure, so I didn't really know.
It is a good beard. I'll give you that much.
I was going to say my nose.
I would have voted
I like
you
my
for
nose,
a liar.
But,
no.
Yeah.
Your beard's nice.
It
it's
is a nice beard.
It's filling in a bit, yeah.
Nice. Couple more thousand, and you got it right.
Thanks, Max.
And legs, eh?
Yeah, I do.
You
think
have got strong legs.
Great
legs,
man. I've got lots to choose from, so I do have legs.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
working
true.
Legs is a blessing in a way for some
of
us.
For some, yeah.
You've got strong thighs.
Thank you. I haven't done a lot of leg exercise.
Trying to chat him up.
Hey, it's working. It's bloody working.
Thank you. Want to feel my chest? Do I feel your legs?
Yeah, I suppose.
Works
because he's talking to Steve.
No, it's all right. Yeah, he's not. That's what I meant. It's working on Steve. He's not chatting me up, is he?
No,
I'm not going to say he's working. You're chatting somebody else up.
But it's the guy.
That's mental, isn't it?
The guy you were graphing away on.
Hey guys, I love this flirting. I'd love to be involved.
You do often wear these headpieces to
just to accentuate it.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about wearing sunglasses or something? So we're just looking at this now.
Yeah, no, I've thought about sunglasses, but I just don't think they'd work.
Or maybe
for me.
Wear a bandana just right here, so the only bit they can see is.
Or a burqa, but just.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just a thought.
Just there.
Yeah. I mean, that could. My only issue with that is I might not be able to see properly.
No, you will, because you make an extra big opening.
Extra big.
And you wear sunglasses, so you can see. And
perfect.
Still, the only bit of flesh we see is that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. God, you guys are good.
And that is the bit above your eyebrow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We can probably prepare that for him for next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Ethan.
Probably. I don't know how I feel about wearing a burqa like on.
Well, it won't be.
It'll be in stitches.
Yeah, exactly. My credit with the Muslim community at the moment is not high, is it? I need to work on that.
They might find it funny.
I don't think they're going to find it funny me wearing a burqa with my forehead shining out.
They'll probably be too distracted.
Exactly. Now they'll go.
Freak, yeah.
That is a beautiful above the eyebrow right there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, wow. It is, to be fair.
It is.
My best feature.
And you've got nice eyes.
Thank you. Not a lot of people say that.
They do.
That's a compliment. Stephen switched I've heard it for you. A permanent mark.
Yeah. No. It better not be.
Oh, no, it came off like that.
Oh, yo, dry as a bone, is it? Yeah. It's just coming off your ribs. Full of shit, mate. you missed a bit there.
Yeah, I've got a little bit.
On that side.
Oh,
yeah. Over on the right.
There.
I'm worried that I'm going to be like, ow! No, don't do that. You nutter.
So wacky.
Sorry, Max. It's over to the right. Just above your eyebrow.
Yes.
That right hand is doing it. No, it's still there. Oh, is it a birthmark? Oh.
Interesting.
That birthmark just over his eyebrow.
Yeah. Have you never noticed that?
Do you know what I've never noticed?
I have noticed that. I just wanted to see.
I wouldn't know where your birthmark is. If someone said, where's Max's birthmark? I wouldn't know.
Really?
Interesting fact about me, I don't have a birthmark.
You do.
Honestly, I have no birthmark.
Pop your clothes off.
Come on, that chest.
None of my leg.
There's more to your leg than just that.
No, genuinely, I don't have a birthmark.
Massive one on his back.
Oh, that's what that is.
I don't even know what a birthmark is.
It's a mark that you have at birth.
Yeah, everyone cool. usually
but
has
one. I don't know
one.
What it is.
Could be I've anything. Got one.
Where's you know yours? Where it is?
Yeah.
Can we see it?
No, it's there. It's on my butt.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I genuinely.
I've got a little one back of my leg.
Yeah, but what is a birthmark? You're saying it's a mark of birth.
I guess it's technically it's an imperfection of the skin, I think.
But the fact that everyone's
but people
got
have like kind of people sort of red ones, you know, some sort of tan colour, white if you've got darker skin, you know.
I get that.
No, it could be any skin condition or any skin mark.
It's
because a lot of, I guess most of them develop in time. But it's just ones that you come out
so
of.
So if you had a rash,
I'm still waiting on mine.
Yeah. If it never left, yeah.
A birthmark really comes up around exam season. Ethan, do you have a birthmark?
No, I don't. I've just got other funny features, Dave.
What's your funniest feature?
Probably my eyes. I'd say my eyes or my teeth. I've got like a polar bear on my front tooth. Looks
my
like
my dog's got that.
Yeah, we've got a lot in common. Yeah.
People have to ask, do you boot your dog in the face? Is that what you discipline? I say, no! Dane!
Bloody
should.
That's a shame.
Where's somewhere in the body you've looked at the least?
Probably whose body? Back,
my actually. Own body.
My bum hole.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I did it once.
Do you ever do where you
should never
look,
stare down
look in between your legs?
So if, stared back at me.
Mirrors there, you look in between your legs that way.
I actually had a circular mirror that I would squat over.
Yeah, just for fun.
No, I thought I had a hemorrhoid.
Right, okay.
£5 a month.
Yeah.
should we vote?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's a vote.
I'm going to go for Tom.
Okay. I was going to go for
yeah,
Tom
I'm gonna go
as
for
well.
Tom, I don't believe that for a second.
Okay. Weirdly, I do believe Max.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Are you actually playing a part right now?
No. Genuinely, I feel like he's hoodwinking us.
Right. By, well, exactly. Yeah, if you think he's tricking you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think you're scamming me. I'll buy 100.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good point.
I'd love a timeshare.
I don't know if he was being under specific.
So either I'm telling the truth or I'm lying.
Yeah, right. And
you think that's true.
I think it's Max. Like, I feel like you
but do you know what questions do you think they've been asked? Maybe Tom got, you know, what's the most expensive thing you've bought?
On your body. Yeah. That's the number has thrown me off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like Max is trying to throw us off in the sense of
buy a house for that.
Yeah.
My eyebrow. But just the one eyebrow, that's not plural, is it?
No.
No, it's very specific.
It is, isn't it? I'm going to say Max is lying. Okay. Change my answer.
I'll join you, Dave.
Change my answer.
Right.
But I was going thinking of Tom as well.
Yeah.
Max, doing a reveal.
Fine,
if you were the faker.
Ooh, that looks awful.
My question was, where is your birthmark?
Get out, Max.
Sorry?
Ouch!
Oh, you'll bloody miss me when I'm gone.
We'll see, won't we?
Hopefully.
Gonna miss you.
Fingers crossed.
Room for one more.
Well,
it depends.
Got room for one more.
Can we take a look at the gentleman first?
I'm here. Nothing to add.
It'll play. It'll fit. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Can I come in?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Oh, it's here. Chairs free.
Oh, sorry. You. This is the guest I booked. Please come on in.
Oh,
really, really good guy.
How are you
well,
doing that?
Good to see you, Mike.
Really good to see you.
He's
Mike.
Bit of a redemption arc.
Oh, okay.
You, mate. Right.
All right, mate. Yeah.
This is Mike Dupp.
I like your shirt, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He got cancelled from his radio show.
Oh,
great to be here.
But I love the bones of this fella, Mike.
Yeah.
Son of me doctor.
Is that sort of wit at 6 a.m. that I just adore?
Very strong bones, me.
Yeah, he got kicked off BBC Radio Manchester.
Do what?
Honestly.
You put your beans in a ramekin.
Shut up.
They don't know good proper chat between lads. It's really upsetting, isn't it? These bloody wishy-washy nubbins.
I don't listen to the radio.
You don't listen to radio?
Not now that you're off, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No,
for sticking up for me, because it's good to have lads in your corner, isn't it?
That's it.
Good to have good, strong lads.
Like a boxing coach.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
How long was your show on air for?
Oh.
No, not daily, like just.
Oh, that's a great question. Because daily it was about 3 hours.
Okay.
From 6 till 9. But over the years, I mean, I probably started sometime in the 80s. And I'll probably finish sometime in the 80s.
What was the show like in the 80s, mate?
Oh.
What was your favourite bits?
It'd be Me and Some Lads.
Yeah, the lads.
Some right characters in the 80s, and the radio disc jockey game.
They weren't characters, they were real life people.
Yeah.
Like, there was Swatty John. He was a.
You sound like, pardon your language, mate.
I do apologise. I know there's probably kids around somewhere. Probably who's this? You own Frank, don't you?
I do, yeah. Local bar.
We were going to do a show there.
You were going to.
We were going to. We got kicked off by the knobheads in the top. Oh, the top rooms.
Mike, just remember that you are mic'd up. So yeah.
I am mic'd up. Thank you for saying that. I am mic'd up.
Someone that's worked on a radio is awful around mics, isn't it?
I'm probably the best around mics.
Oh, right.
Being around one constantly, day to day.
That wasn't a swear. He said constantly.
Constantly.
I'm very sorry.
You're too happy with your censorship.
Mike, what did you do?
You are funny, aren't you? You are a bit of a laugh, aren't you? I thought you were a bit of a pansy because of the weight loss thing that you've got going on. You are doing a weight loss thing, aren't you?
I've put on a few pounds.
Oh, you're doing a weight gain?
No, I did a weight gain and now I'm trying
you're
to lose a little
me.
Bit. Yeah.
Oh, I never believe that.
Got breasts.
You got breasts?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
his dad's breasts.
You've got your dad's breasts.
Dad's breasts.
What happened? Did he get them cut off?
So they kicked you off the radio.
They just came in one day and they said, you can't be saying what you've been saying.
He said, can't there, by the
way. Can't.
Hell of a stint, though. 40 plus years. That's great, Mike.
I didn't do 40 plus years.
Right.
Right, okay.
I started in the 80s and I left in the 80s.
Oh.
I've been riding that wave of people loving my stuff for the last...
30 years.
So you were never really going to do a show?
That was a C word.
What?
Just remember, you are...
Calculator, I'm so sorry.
Just watch your language, please.
Thought you would be into all that stuff with glasses on. Nerdy.
Yeah.
Mike, what the fuck was that?
Mike,
talk to me.
Just watch your language, because you are mic'd up.
I am mic'd up, and I speak English. Queen's English, or King's now, seen as old mom is dead.
She is, yeah.
Ooh, in the ground, rotting away.
Just to remind you are mic'd up. Just watch what you say.
That's my name, don't wear it out. No, it is hard to wear out a name, isn't it? It'd be awful if you could wear out a name.
Yeah. I saw a guy wearing something. He was wearing a suit to at the theatre.
You're kidding. A full-on suit.
He was barely 40. I thought, what are you doing?
Barely 40 years of age, he's wearing a suit. A full-on suit.
To the matinee show of Midsummer Madness.
And I guarantee he was wearing the wrong trousers. He's wearing the trousers that had the stain on.
That's well secret.
Oh, I don't watch any of that stuff.
stuff.
Why?
Don't watch any of that stuff.
How come?
Because it's all plasticine, isn't it? I want to see real British men on my TV.
What's your favourite TV show, man?
Just a reminder.
I know. I'm very well aware. It's stitched into me underwear. Marked up. These belong to Marked Up. If you see them, call this number. And if you don't call this number, enjoy them.
Sorry, you stitched all that? That's a weak job.
Weak job? It's a very good job, actually. The calligraphy is top notch.
It's kept you busy for the past 30 years.
No, I don't do women's work. That's my mother doing that.
12 pairs a week.
How old's your mother?
Well, she is of age.
What? She got Benjamin Button disease.
Dare I surprise you with that bit of information? She's
so your mum's above 16, is what you're saying?
Oh, way above.
Right.
At least, well, I was going to say twice, but I'd make her, what?
32?
57.
32, yeah.
32! My mother's not 32. She's not been 32 for nearly 60 years.
She's 92.
No, 94.
Right, okay.
94 years young, as she says. barely. She can't really speak anymore. Not since...
What happened, mate?
Oh, you wouldn't want to know.
We do a bit.
You want to know my mother's tail?
Did you stitch it onto her as well?
Close enough.
Oh, really?
No, she was stitching one of my boxes up one day. She had one of these, she put one of the pins in her mouth.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before? Put a pin in your mouth?
On purpose.
In any sense of the word.
I have, you know, whilst you're sort of looking for the thread.
You know. Oh, yeah. You do a lot of stitching, do you?
No.
I was going to say, I thought you were quite a strong young man.
Oh, thank you, that's
not doing a woman's work like stitching. Horrible, that, isn't it?
Mike.
Mike, just remember, cameras are on, you are mic'd up, so.
I love this guy. He knows the branding. He knows the branding. I'm mic'd up.
He's Brandon.
And I will be mic'd up till I die.
Brandon Dub, your son.
You know my son. You've met my son. I've not seen my son for nearly 20 years.
How come?
Since he popped out. I said, eh!
Fell out of his other
side. I don't want any part of that.
Popped out of you?
Popped out of me, yes. Yes.
Ooh.
20 years ago, we were in a gay relationship.
What with your son?
Mike, one last time, you are mic'd up.
I know, that's what I said to him. I'm your father. You can't be doing that around me. And he said, well, father, I'm of age.
And I said,
that's good to know. Tick. Tick one for the good guys. And then after we finished, I said... Be gone.
Right, get out, Mike. That is disgusting.
What are you talking about? Why are you telling me to leave?
You said some awful
things. If you know me, you would have heard all this on the radio.
You've not been on the radio for since the 80s.
Joe, you were the worst of the disc jockeys from the 80s.
I was not the worst. I was one of the best.
You got the worst voice I've ever heard. This is such a tough listen.
You're kidding. The kids would gather around the wireless. They'd say, Father, come listen to this. Not you, Mum. You should be in the kitchen cleaning.
Oh, right.
What?
Right, get out. Go on.
Why get out now?
Sexist.
Sexy.
I'm giving you a lot of fair warning there.
You should give me one warning.
Fuck,
you know what?
Please.
I'm actually going to go on my own accord, actually.
He should be locked up.
Where are you going to go,
yes.
Mike?
Yes. Sorry. You want me to talk to you now?
Oh, go on.
I'm off to see me protege. Joe McGrath. From everything he knows. And a bit more. Everything I know.
See you, Mike. It's time for another segment. It's called... Dave Craze!
It's Dave's Craves!
Dave's Craves! Gotta get those Dave's Craves!
He's Woo! Craving! This week on Dave's Craves. So it's a bit more about.
A bit more Max.
He's back. Oh, yeah.
We'll have
come back in.
You come back in, mate.
I don't want to be out there.
No, that's all right. He was a bit odd, him.
Yeah. He's misunderstood. Well, no, that's his wife.
It's, yeah.
That's good.
She got confused. Anyway, we're back at Dave's Raves. Dave's Craves.
Craves.
Dave's Craves. Craves. This week on
Great
Dave's
start
Craves.
To the, segment.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A good entrance.
Thank you.
Yeah. Complimenting each other.
Yeah.
One thing I crave more than anything in this world right now is a suit of armour.
Wow.
That is cool.
Exactly. Anyone comes round, suit of armour doing there. Would, why wouldn't heat?
So you're not wearing it? Is it just up on the wall?
I'd wear it if I'm watching something on theme.
Okay, so when you go to watch
Game of Thrones,
you'd be in full suit of armor. We're in a full suit of armor.
Mental, isn't it? To respect something that you care about.
I'd want to show my efforts and fun when I'm watching Lord of the Rings at home alone.
What about an England match?
Yeah. Represent. Yeah. We are known for our suit of armour.
Do you have chainmail as well?
Yeah. I'd get the full whack. I'd get the full whack. Need the full whack. Otherwise, you're just a man in a suit of armour. You know what I mean?
Would you have a sword and shield?
See, that's the other thing. I don't want to get too greedy now. Right, you know, okay. I've got the suit of armour. Ryan's got a sword, so...
Does Ryan actually have a sword?
Ryan's actually got a sword. He hasn't got it at home. It's at his mum and dad's house.
Oh, okay. So he's never getting that back.
Yeah, exactly. He's also got a girlfriend in Scotland. Did you get it? Because
never getting that back. It's good.
In fact, she left a knife in his bag, didn't she?
Sexist. Another thing I crave. Another thing I really want is that microwave from Spy Kids.
I've not seen Spy Kids.
Never seen Spy Kids.
That's a very niche microwave.
Well, they've got a very cool. But hey, if you know, Spy Kids, you know the microwave.
Is it better than an air fryer?
It's miles better than an air fryer.
And for those of you who don't know, I can only apologise.
You get a little tablet, you put it in the microwave, and it like expands out to what the food would be.
It's like popcorn.
With special.
So you put like a roast dinner in there.
You put in a pill of a roast dinner
in
there.
Yeah, and it turns into a roast dinner.
Okay.
Checking you try it with just like a paracetamol,
just see what it would turn into. Or an MDMA. Another thing I really crave is love and affection. Ryan's not giving it to me anymore.
He's useless.
And lastly, a job.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we can work on that.
Tom has given me a job.
Friday job.
You've got to wait till you're up and running, proper.
It will happen.
One day.
One of these days.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to get Dave in. Yeah.
Dave's got the chat.
Yeah. I have got the chat. That is my problem when I work. I have got too much.
It's good
chat.
To have chat.
It is. But when other people are waiting and still chatting away. Customers, though, not to friends.
Of course.
I don't take the piss.
What's your dream job that would you think is kind of attainable?
Good question. Very good question. I don't know if I could be very good behind a desk in the sense of like...
Well, the bar's a bit like a desk, isn't it?
Tell you what I'd want. I'd want to be a real estate agent.
Okay. No.
What about a fake estate agent?
I tell you for what.
Yeah, we had to deal with a few of them.
I'd like to go into sales because I think I'll be quite good at sales, but
sounds
I don't
want
to be... Near Wigan?
Yeah. Not close to Manchester, but
kind of on the metro link line.
Yeah. Wherever he is. Not too far from Wigan, this place, the DW Stadium.
It's a nice apartment.
How'd
you get to Wigan from here?
Is that where your next viewing is? No,
just want to know. Way off to Spain. It's about 500 miles from.
Got one of those signs in his garden. You know, it's like 200 miles to Tokyo.
It's a Wigan.
Just one arrow.
201 miles to Wigan Stadium. Being behind a desk. I know loads of morons behind desks.
Yeah,
they just cruise through life looking like a paedophile gal.
Yeah.
Sad, lonely people.
Yeah,
what puts me off.
Yeah.
That must hurt coming from Tom.
Okay. Sad, lonely people.
Don't talk to the staff.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
What about being an actor, Dave?
I'd love to be an actor.
Did watching the theatre show where you go,
it did inspire me. Yeah, it did inspire me.
To be in a stage.
I was like, no, I've got it in me. I've got it in me to be an estate agent. A reason for estate agent is because I want to be into sales, but I want to sell someone that wants to be sold the thing they want to buy.
You don't want to be cold calling.
Exactly.
No.
I mean, knocking on people's doors or anything like that.
I find estate agents to be incompetent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's perfect for me then. Because not much going on up here.
I guess it'd be different if it was your own portfolio.
You'd want to sell. Exactly.
So you just need to get maybe a small, I don't know, 7 or 8 houses.
You ever watched Selling Sunset?
No. Well, that's a good idea, though.
It's sort of, you know, this reality show about the estate agents. I don't know how real it is. Mm. I don't know if they are actually selling these houses because it's all, you know, massive commissions, and you think, if you're earning that much, why are you doing this show?
Yeah.
Love a massive commission.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. What's your dream commission?
Just 20 mil.
There we go.
I was thinking of a cracking sketch just then where you confuse it with a cum mission.
A cum mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's
20 mil, as in milliliters.
Yeah.
Oh, is that giant?
That's actually a really good idea.
Quite achievable.
You realise, but you really need the sale.
Yeah.
So you've got to go through with it.
Am I selling it?
You're just confused. Coming on a sale. And the boat owner's going, "Can you get off, please?" That's what I am doing.
it's good, brilliant comedy. Stuff.
It's a great sketch.
Yeah, hell of a sketch.
Everyone can relate to it.
There's thought process behind it.
And we will blur the most boat. Of your penis. Yeah.
Probably don't need to do that much.
Not but the penis, much. Just
yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate the giant.
No, that was yeah.
There's only one person that can be.
Oh, he's hanging dong.
Nice eyebrow. Just any job at this point will do.
And any apart love and any affection.
Yeah.
You tell whatever. Yeah.
I just want to be ill when someone to stroke my head. Oh. You know, I like to be.
Ryan won't give you that.
No. He's very much leave me alone sort of person.
Although, you know, Ryan, one time when I got really badly injured playing football.
What time?
Did my ankle. It was one of the times. I'd unprompted, because I thought, I've got to wear. I was on the way back to.
Suck me dick.
Shared floor. He came to pick me up in a shopping trolley.
Wow.
He used to be thoughtful.
Anyway, thank you much for Dave's Green.
Thank you. Dave's Green. Great segment.
Should we do the final question? It's the final question.
Final question time.
I know!
If you could add a zero to something in your life,
what would it be?
A zero.
So, probably the question going round. You add a naught to a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Could be bank balance.
Oh, okay.
I may do it to the age I live to.
Yeah!
Nice.
Was it at the beginning or the end?
I'm going to say my life expectancy.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's a lovely 600 years.
My IQ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yours up to 40.
Yeah.
0.4.
I would have put it at the front.
What else would be good?
Ooh. Heartbreaks.
What? You want to add an app? You want more?
No, but it,
you're not turning it to zero.
We've got to take his first answer.
You now 10.
Ah, fuck. That's on me.
Yeah, you're right. It is on you.
Now I'm stressed.
What about people interested in you? Then that gets times by.
Yeah, that's true.
10 essentially.
Just trying to make the most money out of this.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I could add a zero to the most money I've had in my bank account, which would probably sort me out quite a bit.
Speed I run at. Yeah, become the world's fastest man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be annoying if I'm second.
I don't know if this would work. Obviously, it's not real. But my percentage chance of winning a 50-50 thing.
Oh, that's clever. It's a coin toss.
It becomes 500%.
So like your luck percentage.
So yeah. I'm just
I don't know. I feel like, does that work as a percentage?
Well, is that just adding a zero onto anything?
Well, it's like busting on a busting on a dapple.
Your luck, if you said your luck's got a zero, but how do you quantify your luck with a number?
If something's, I'm thinking like the black or red on a roulette wheel, that's a 50% chance. So now it's 500%. So I'm just like, every time.
Don't know, mate. Not convinced on that one.
One thing okay. Could it be recurring?
As if grams of pasta you've eaten.
Oh!
6,000!
I reckon I could do it, you know. I reckon I could fucking do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We can buy it.
Hey, I think IQ would be good.
Yeah, I think yeah.
Because you become the smartest person in the world, basically.
Is that not, could potentially be a very lonely place to be?
Nah.
No.
Not for me.
Chats with my man.
Nothing gets past this.
This 40.
You're not helping
yourself.
Starting to catch us. How long I can hold my breath for?
Oh,
yeah.
Then it could be 10 minutes. One. Maybe even longer. Actually, I think I've done 2 minutes once. So that'd be 20 minutes. I'm scared of water. I can hold my breath for longer, by the way. Smug guy at the pool.
What about your social media followers?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Instagram.
Yeah.
Frank, say 10K. That'll be all right.
That's brilliant things.
Yeah.
Get that toilet, baby. World's our oyster.
Nectar points.
Ooh.
Club card.
Club card. Yeah.
What's Nectar? Which is that? Asda. Or Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's, yeah. Sainsbury's. But well, you can also collect them at the Dulux Centre.
Oh, what, yeah. For paint?
Yeah, paint, yeah.
Views on my videos.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, views on Stephen's videos. I'm doing it for my boy, man.
Oh, that's
wait,
it.
So is that two Nords now?
Yeah.
You know, you get free proper tax. Naughty. 12 grand free tax.
Yes.
120.
Tax free. That's, do you know what? That's great.
Yeah, no, Dave's got that one. Dave's
really
got that
one. Really good. Really good. I'm going to kill Dave too.
Because it's not me gaining money.
Yeah.
It's the government losing
it's
it.
It's the government losing it.
Like teachers and exactly. Nurses.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Ethan, did you give us an answer? Sorry.
I think the ones I need really help on in life is kind of my looks and my height.
Oh, come on.
But
your height.
Add a zero. It's a bit crazy. Yeah. Add a zero on my knob. I'm carrying around a massive slug. It's not helpful whatsoever. Do you know what I mean?
Shut up. Shut up.
Some of us know too well. So yeah, exactly. The problem being, I don't know if it's really
Max's penis.
What about your vision?
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, that's a good point.
I so like 2020,
what you got? 2200.
2-2 vision. Yeah.
140.
No, what vision you got now? Do you know?
I have no idea, Dave. But I'm wearing glasses, so I'm exactly. Probably not all the way there.
Yeah.
Maybe your phone number. Does anyone have a phone number with that many numbers in?
So you want a 12-digit number that's null and void?
Well, it wouldn't have been null and void, because people could ring me, couldn't
How about
they?
The speed limit?
I guess hours I can stay awake for before I feel tired.
That's good, yeah.
Because get, really get a lot more done.
Should we lock in our answers then?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go for my tax one.
Yeah, clever.
Yeah, I'll probably go for that one as well.
No, it's no, taken. No,
that's Dave's.
Oh, I do like sleep, though.
You could have Ethan's number one if you want.
No.
What did you go for, IQ?
I think, yeah, I might have gone for views.
You can have the IQ one if you want, Max. That one's nipping
no,
about.
I'm all right, thanks. I'm going with my luck one.
I'll go for the bank balance one then. But at my...
number on me house.
The most I had.
Postman confused. Or woman.
You get number 70's fucking post.
It was a perfect plan. Ethan, are you locking one in or?
Well, I guess
you going for the penis or?
I can't go for the penis. I think my life is disrupted. I suppose
you could have like a Channel 5 documentary though with that.
Channel 50.
Yeah. Ooh. The man with the 10-inch penis.
More channels on the Virgin box. Could do that.
Virgin.
I knew a lad that was on a Channel 4 documentary about having a massive penis.
Really?
Funny enough, he did look like you a little bit.
Oh,
it was actually
so it was useless.
That was quick. That was quick. Oh.
Sorry.
Bloody hell, eh? Number of teeth in your mouth?
320. Be a shark.
You're like Freddie Mercury.
That's an awful
piranha.
That's one of the great flavours of holy.
Just biting your tongue constantly.
Number of tongues in your mouth.
Excuse me. Number of eyes. Could see everywhere.
Yeah.
Four. Well,
you already can.
I know, yeah.
It's not nice, is it? Yeah, I guess you're right.
Should we pick one for Ryan?
Mine was going to be
I was working at the Cube a week.
How many hours are in a week?
He'd love that.
Hey, 400,
on paper.
400 hours. I don't think that. Are there enough hours in a week?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
You owe us 200 odd hours, Ryan. Anyway, thank you very much for watching, guys.
Thank you.
We'd cheers, like guys. 2 times how many likes we get on this podcast by 10. So get thumbing that shit up, yeah?
Yeah, send it to your friends, send it to your family.
Yeah, maybe your mental looking dog. I'm going to do that for mine.
Yeah.
Make sure you just subscribe if you're not doing, and check out David Rees.
Thank you.
Tom Looney.
Thanks,
Looney.
Thank
Looney. Looney.
Looney.
Max Smut.
Guys, what a pleasure it's been for you and for me.
And Ethan James.
Thank you.
Ethan.
That's cute. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Bye.